what's going to happen?
As soon as they undock our fuel cells, I imagine quite a few things will happen. Alarms will sound, and as residual power fades, life support systems will begin to shut down.
And no one can save us?
No, we are on our own.
What can we do?
If we put on our spacesuits, we can survive the lack of heat a little bit longer.
This is my fault. I didn't order the fuel resupply.
They would have just taken that too.
I don't belong in space. This job was as close as I could get to being an astronaut, and I can't even do it.
That'll be the fuel cells undocking. Hurry, Neil. Let's get into our spacesuits. Neil, it's going to get very cold very fast.
Is this like earlier when I thought we were going to die, but you were calm because you knew that we weren't going to die?
No. I don't know that we won't die. But I do know I don't want to die, and I'm going to need your help to make that happen.
It's hopeless!
I know I said nothing ever happens in space, but sometimes it does. Yes, the odds of success are terrible,
but you want to be an astronaut, a pilot, a deep space explorer, or whatever the reason is that you're out here. Do you care about it enough to keep trying, no matter the odds?
What do you need me to do?
Put on your spacesuit. It's about to get all kinds of crazy in here.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time.
Oh, great, my hair. Hugo, my hair is stuck in the helmet.
It's
right.
Neil, just hold still. It's got to... Hold still. Good.
Thanks. What now?
We need hydrogen. Get everything in the shop that contains water before it freezes.
How will this get us hydrogen?
We're going to use the slushy machine as an electrolysis separator.
A what?
It'll pull hydrogen gas from the liquid water, and we can run that through the engine. It won't be much power, but it might be enough to keep the oxygenator running until help can arrive. I need you to get the big hose we use to refill ships and connect one end to the engine fuel intake and bring the other end over here to the valve by the airlock door.
Got it.
And hurry, the engine is running on fumes. If it shuts down completely, we won't be able to generate enough power to restart it. Just give me a call.
Opening engine intake.
That doesn't sound good.
Come on.
Should I try taking it?
Might as well.
Yeah. Ow. Yes! We did it!
Falling out of solar orbit. Without thrusters, we'll be pulled by the star's gravity right into it.
Can't we use the thrusters now that we have fuel?
We're not making nearly enough fuel for the thrusters to break away.
What'll happen to us?
Remember how I said I never want to see a trillion tons of nuclear fuel explode all at once?
Okay, so, what do we do now?
I don't know. Neil, I don't...
There's gotta be something that we can do.
I don't... It's not enough time for anything else. That was it. That was all I had.
Come on! Anything! Hugo, we can't give up.
I'm sorry, Neil. I'm out of... I don't have enough time to think this. No, not again. No.
Hugo, anything. No matter the odds, I'll try it.
No matter the odds. All right, Neil. I need you to meet me over by the garbage launcher. But don't get excited, because there's almost no chance this will work or that we'll live.
Put this in the garbage launcher.
What is it?
Nothing. It's just a little plutonium.
What were you doing with it?
Nothing! We're sitting on a trillion tons of plutonium, and you're curious about what I'm doing with a tiny little bit of it? Just go put it in the garbage launcher. I'll transfer all remaining power for one last shot.
We're going to shoot plutonium into the sun? Isn't that exactly what we're trying to avoid?
We're trying to avoid a trillion tons of plutonium going into the sun. A little bit of plutonium will create a shockwave which will push us out of the star's gravitational pull.
Are you sure that that will work?
No. The odds of it working are incredibly small.
Well, I'm incredibly small, and I work. Ready to launch!
Launcher charged.
You're not supposed to stare directly into a star, but wow.
Oh, Neil, you need to come back inside now before the shockwave hits.
What?
Move it!
Okay, okay.
Well, oh, what happens now?
Hold on to something. And out of the dangerous part of the star's gravitational pull. Neil, we just flew a ship that is not supposed to be nuclear powered on nuclear power.
Cool! So, are we good?
I'm afraid not. The electrolysis separator is busted.
Well, then we better start working on a way to fix it.
We've got less than 5 minutes of usable oxygen.
Well, then we'll just have to get real creative. We figure out a way to fix this machine, and then we can have oxygen and power. Even though we currently have very little oxygen and no power.
Forget about the machine.
No! I'm not gonna forget about the machine, because we're not gonna die!
We're not going to die. I'm going to tell you something, and I need you to remain calm.
What?!
Calmer! Neil, this is not just a refueling station. It's
a ship! A freight ship! We're safe!
What? Oh, yes! Good. Very good.
I told you! It's space! Anything can happen!
Huh. You just might be right.
What were you about to say? This isn't just a refueling station?
Yes, it's... It's my home, and it's very important to me, and I hope it feels like home to you, too, and is also important to you, too.
Yeah, but How was that going to keep us from dying?
That was just me being sentimental in the face of death. How silly of me.
Huh?
Hello? Hey, I called you guys like 5 times on the radio. I got no response. Come on, fuel me up. I got a schedule to... Whoa. What happened here?
We're remodeling. So sorry for the mess.
Welcome aboard, Gemini Snack and Fuel. The rest stop at the end of the universe. How may I help you today? No, wait! We need you to help us! And I think it's gonna be a long, long
time. Touchdown brings me round again to find. That was episode 1 of The Rest Stop at the End of the Universe. I Wanna Be a Pilot. Written by Sam Suxeri. Our cast is Alex Robbins as Neil, Sam Suxeri as Hugo, Chelsea Bennett as Horace, Madeline Rilling as Anubis and the first freighter pilot, and Emma Dean as the second freighter pilot. Directing, editing, and sound design were also by Sam Suxeri. Thank you so much for listening.